So we are in Nefesh HaChaim Sha'ar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph. Okay? Perek Yud Aleph. And of course, as you know already, the topic of this entire Sha'ar is appreciation for what Torah is, the Chashivut of Limud HaTorah. So let's begin, Rabotai. Ulezot ikar chiyutam ve'oram ve'kiyumam shel ha'olamot kulam al nachon hu rak kesheanachnu oskim bah karaui. The life, the light, the existence of all the worlds properly depends on our studying and how we study the Torah. Ki kutsha berichu ve'oraita v'Yisrael kol achad. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Am Yisrael is all one. Shekol echad miYisrael, shoresh nishmato ha'elyona, medubak ve'ne'echaz be'ot achat me'atorah. I'm sure you know this, Rabotai. Listen to this. Every Jew, the root of his neshama, his shoresh neshama in Shamayim, is attached to a specific letter in the Torah. V'hayu la'achadim mamash. So, be'emet, we are bound with the Torah. Am Yisrael, our neshama is mamash a chelek from the Torah. Like the word Yisrael, is Rashi Tevot, yesh shishim ribo otiyot la'Torah. That's Am Yisrael. Yisrael, we are letters in the Torah of Hashem. Each and every one of our neshamot is attached to a certain letter in the Torah. ולכן אמרו בבראשית רבה פרק א' שמחשבתם של ישראל קדמה לכל דבר. מה זאת אומרת מחשבתם של ישראל? The thought of creating Am Yisrael in the mind of Hashem preceded everything. It was the first thought that Hashem had in regards to creating the universe. What was his first thought? Am Yisrael, that nation that I'm going to choose and that I'm going to give the Torah to. Ve'lo ba lachlok al ma she'amru she'atorah kadma lechol davar. Now there's another statement. There's another statement that says that the first thing that existed before the creation was the Torah HaKdosha. As tachlitu, decide. Is it the Torah that was first or was it Yisrael that was first? Says the Nefesh HaChaim Rabotai, it's not a stira. It's not a contradiction. Ki hakol echad beshorsham vehihi, because it's all one. Am Yisrael and the Torah are bound and one. We are one unit. That's why when a Jew hears a good chidush, ma kara lo torega, what happened that minute? He feels like it became part of him. It feels so good. Nikarim divrei emet. A Jew likes to hear a good chidush el Torah. It rings a bell in him. It smells to him of something that is much deeper. Anytime a Jew hears a word of Torah, he knows that there's much more to it. You know why he knows? Because his neshama is feeling it. The neshama of Am Yisrael is one and together with Torah Kutsha Berichu. And Kutsha Berichu and his Torah is one, like we learned in the previous parakim. The Torah is the Ratzon of Hashem. This is the depth of that famous ma'amar, Yisrael ve'orayta v'kutsha b'richu chad hem. V'zehu she'amar machshavtam shel Yisrael, k'mo she'amru Yisrael ala b'machshava techila. Rotze lomar reshita machshava. Sod ha-re'uta ila'a. Re'uta ila'a is a term that is found many times in the Zohar HaKadosh. The supernal will, the will, the high will of Hashem. You know, when you have a master, let's say, for example, Lehavdil, a master constructor, you know, a kablan, he's a designer, and he has already in his mind the picture of what he wants. It's not even yet on the paper. He didn't even put pencil to paper. He already has a basic and clear basic idea of what he wants. But it's even hard for him to explain it to people because it's only here. He's going to have to show it, and maybe some expert will be able to get the picture of the idea that he has in mind. But really, until it comes to fruition, until it is actually built, nobody really will see what he had in his mind until that point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the beginning, Ala Yisrael b'machshava, when Ala birtzono livro et haolam, it was Am Yisrael that was in his mind in the beginning. That was his re'uta ila'a, kemo shekatu bazohar vayera. The Israel salik bir'uta dikut shabrichu ad la'ibare alma. Before the world was created, Hashem was thinking about you and I, and about all of Am Yisrael. V'hare'uta yireshit hakol. The re'uta, the ratzon of Hashem, that's the beginning of everything. Elakut gamor kivyachol. It's absolute godliness. If someone asks you, define what does a Jew mean? You know what the definition of a Jew is? Absolute godliness. That's it. Elakut gamur. Me'olamot en sof. Kanizkar sham beparashat Noach upikudei amar Rabbi Shimon dekadreuta ila vekolinu neurim merazah demachshava ila uletata kulhu ikrun en sof. Ayen sham. ובהגאות רב חיים ויטל, ובעץ חיים שער גלגולים ויושר, שער עיגולים ויושר, ובשער השתלשלות, היו הספירות. ולכן אמרו בראשית, בשביל תורה שנקרא ראשית, ובשביל ישראל שנקראת ראשית. If you look in the first Rashi on the Torah, what does it say? בראשית ברא אלוקים. So Rashi brings מאמר חזל, בראשית, many times bet, it doesn't mean in, it means because of, like the word ba'avur. The bet of ba'avur is because. Bereshit, biglal reshit. Because of reshit, Hashem created the world. Now what is reshit? So the Gemara says, Am Yisrael is reshit. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reshit tevuato. And you know what else is reshit? The Torah. Hashem kanani, reshit darko. So, Bishvil Reshit Hashem created. It's for the Torah and for Am Yisrael. That's not a contradiction. It's not two different things. It's one and the same. Velachen Amru Chazal, that's why the Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan, Daf Kafei Amud Alef, tells us, Ha'omed al hamet b'sha'at yetziat neshama, chayav likroa. Let's say, lo alenu, we shouldn't see any tzarot. Let's say a person is present at the time when another Jew, even not related, passes away. At that moment, when the neshama of another Jew leaves, and a person has, another Jew is, happens to be present, and he's not even his relative. The halacha is, he has to do kriya. He has to tear his garments. He has to do kriya. You're present when another Jew passed away, have to do kriya. Ha lema davar dome, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, to what is it compared? Leroe sefer Torah shenisraf. Just like we would see, imagine we would see a Sefer Torah that is up in flames. How that would tear our heart to see a Sefer Torah up in flames. Obviously, a Jew would understand if he's told, the halakha is you have to tear your... A Jew would instinctively react that way by tearing his garments. The same thing about a neshama, a soul of a Jew. Shekdushat nishmat kol echad mi Israel, hi kedushat sefer Torah mamash. The kedusha v'neshama of a Jew is the same, is equivalent, is tantamount to the kedusha v'sefer Torah. And therefore, just like in that case there is kriya, so too there is kriya when a person witnesses, lo alenu, the passing of a Jewish soul to the next world. Velachen me'et habriya, she'aita Torah gnuza adayin bimkor shorsha hane'la mikol ha'olamot elyonim. Therefore, in the beginning of creation, hare, it took 2,448 years for Hashem to give the Torah on Har Sinai. There was first over 2,000 years where the world did not have the Torah. So he says, when the Torah was still hidden in Shamayim before it was given, Umerachok levad he'ira lechol ha'olamot le'achayotam milukaimam. So how was the world maintained? The Torah was able, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it so, that the Torah gives light of life to the world, even before it was given to Am Yisrael. ולא נשתלשלה עצמותה ממש למטה לזה העולם שיעסקו בה כבוצי מטה. Before the Torah was given down in this physical world, so that kevutzei mata, who's kevutzei mata? The community of down below. That's us. That's Am Yisrael. Remember what we say in Keter? Malachemala im kevutzei mata. Before the Torah was given to the Kevutzei Mata to learn, the Torah was shining down its life-giving light on the world. But you understand, since the Torah was still not yet being activated, it was still not being studied in its physical sense in this world, so the light that was coming from the Torah was a light that was coming from far. So yes, the world was maintained, was existing, but it was very fragile. The existence of the world was hanging on a thread. The world was shaky. It wasn't well established. It wasn't firmly established. That's why the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Tet Amud Aleph, calls the first 2,000 years of this world Shene Alafim Tohu, the 2,000 years of chaos. Chaos? What do you mean chaos? You had many nations. You even had Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You had a world. What do you mean chaos? Chaos means because the Torah was giving it existence barely from far. The Torah wasn't given yet. Me and you, we weren't studying Torah yet. Our Limuda Torah gives chiyud, gives kiyum to the world. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give us the Torah yet. And therefore, the or that was coming me'olam rachok to the world, that light that was coming from the Torah was enough to maintain the world, but not to firmly establish it yet. And therefore it's called 2,000 years of chaos. Hayut luyim ve'omdim ad et matan Torah. The world was waiting and depending on that day. Kayadua ma'amaram, as we know very well from the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat of Peichet, Sheitna HaKadosh Baruch Hu ima'aseh bereshit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the forces and laws of nature. Im mekablim Yisrael et haTorah mutav ve'im lav. Only if Am Yisrael is going to receive the Torah will nature be firmly established. But if not, bad news. The world would go back to tohu vavohu without the Torah. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Yom Hashishi, Vaychulu Hashamayim Ve'aretz, what does it say? Vayere Vayiboker, Yom Hashishi. Oh, what is this Yom Hashishi? In all the other days of creation, it just says, Vayere Vayiboker, Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. It didn't say Yom Hashlishi, Yom Harevi'i. Why when it came to Friday, Yom Hashishi? What's the he? Hashishi. Because the world was still waiting for Hashishi Sivan, for the sixth day of Sivan when Am Yisrael are going to receive the Torah. So it was still, the world was suspended. It was existing. It was in existence. People were living. Everything seemed fine. But it was all on condition. It was with stipulation. It was waiting for Am Yisrael to receive the Torah. You understand? You know, only I'll share with you a chidush that I heard once from Rav Avigdor Miller, Alav Shalom. He says, normally, any narrative pasuk in the Torah, Rabotai, begins with a vav. Do you know that? I'm sure you notice that almost every pasuk in the Torah begins with a vav. Ve'ele ha'devarim asher diber Moshe. Vayikach korach. Vayishlach. Vayyas. Everything is and. All, the entire narrative of the Torah is connected. One link to another. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Baal ha'ilat ha'ilot ve'sibat ha'sibot. But there are two places in the Torah where the narrative does not begin with a vav. The first one is understandable. Bereshit bara Elokim et haShamayim, right? It doesn't say Vayhi Bereshit. Vayhi would mean and it was. What do you mean and? What is it connecting to before? So we understand the beginning, Bereshit bara Elokim. All right. Now you're going to have to fast forward all the way to Parashat Yitro. Bachodesh haShelishi letzet bnei Yisrael. מארץ מצרים ביום הזה באו מדבר סיני, which means at the time when they came to stand by Har Sinai, it says בחודש השלישי, in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, they came and they stood by Har Sinai. בחודש השלישי, it should say ויהי בחודש השלישי. That's how the Torah is written, בחודש. Why? Why does it begin with Bet? Because that's when the Bet of Bereshit was established. It's two beginnings that are really one. That beginning of Bereshit was waiting for many years for that beginning of Bachodesh HaShelishi, when Am Yisrael are going to receive the Torah. One and the same. Without Bachodesh HaShelishi, Bereshit would turn into Tohu Vavohu. It's very, very deep, beautiful finding in the Torah that you just heard now. וכןו בשמות רבא פרק ממזאינו בדברים רבא סופ פרשחת וברש תנחומה וברבא שיר השירים דימיתיח ראייתי in שיר השירים הקדוש ברוך הוא calls us his ראייה. You know what's ראייה? It means a wife, a person's wife, like we say ראייתו, his wife, right? But you know, in Hebrew, you know, there's nothing like Hebrew, Rabotai. There's nothing like Lashon HaKodesh. Ach, ach, ach. The beauty of Lashon HaKodesh. Why is it that a wife in good Hebrew is called Ra'ya, Ra'yati? Lama? Resh, Ayin, Yud, He. Lama? Efshar lomar kacha. You can say like this. In Hebrew, there is a word, Re'ut, which means friendship. And there's also a word, ra'yon. Ra'yon means a thought, an idea. What's a real friendship? Friendship means when one thinks about the other. When one is thinking about the other. Kshekol ra'yonai al re'i ve'ahuvi, zohi re'ut amitit. That's a real friendship. A real friendship is when we have thoughts about each other. What is the highest form of friendship that requires that all our thoughts should be united? That's husband and wife. That's chatan vekala. Ra'ayati akavana at berayoni kol hazman. Ze ra'ayati. So this is so beautiful already in itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us his wife, which means he's thinking about us all the time. But it's even deeper than that. The Midrash says, brings down the Nefesh HaChaim. Rabbanan Amre, Ra'ayati de'olami shekibluto. You're my soulmate. You are my helper. You're my partner in life. Because you give existence to the world that I created. Hashem created the world and we uphold it with our study of Torah. Is there a better shidduch than that? Is there a better ra'ayati than that? That's what Rabbanan explained on the pasuk, she'ilu lo kiblu, hayiti machzir et olami le'tohu vavohu. אמר רבי חנינא בשם רב אלעזר, כתיב נמוגים ארץ, אנוכי תיקנתי עמודי הסלע, אילולי ישראל שעמדו על הר סיני, ומי ביסס העולם, אנוכי, בזכות אנוכי, השם אלוקיך, תיקנתי עמודי הסלע. What is the one word that established the world firmly in existence? אנוכי, השם אלוקיך, the day we heard and accepted the Torah from הקדוש ברוך הוא. ומאז שנשתלשלה וירדה כביכול ממקור שורשה הנעלם לזה העולם, from that day when the Torah came down from all the upper worlds and down to this physical world, through the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, כמאמרם בא משה והורידם לארץ, as Chazal tell us, Moshe came and brought the Torah down to planet Earth, כל חיותם וקיומם של כל העולמות, רבותיי, listen to this, underline these words, הוא רק על ידי הוולפינו והגיוננו בא. The חיות, the קיום, the life and the existence, the maintenance of the world depends on our study of Torah. Every time we study Torah, we give more life to the world. Marbe yeshiva, marbe chayim. The more we sit and we learn, the more we give life to the world. And look at what Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin is going to say, one of the most famous things that he ever said. Ve'ha'emet bilti shum safek klal. Let's put this into our head. Ve'ha'emet bilti shum safek klal. And the truth, beyond any doubt, שאם היה העולם כולו מקצה ועד קצהו, פנוי חס ושלום אף רגע אחד ממש מהעסק והתבוננות שלנו בתורה, he says, if the entire world from one end to the other would חס ושלום be vacant, would be empty, even for one moment, from the study and the thinking of Torah of Am Yisrael, שלנו, ההתבוננות שלנו בתורה, כרגע היו נחרבים כל העולמות, the whole world would turn into dust, עליונים ותחתונים, there would be no existence, והיו לאפס ותוהו, everything would turn back into nothingness, if there wouldn't be Limud Torah. V'chen shif'at oram omiuto. How much light comes to the world, and how less, all depends. Hakol rak kefi inyan v'rov iskenu ba. Everything depends on how we learn and how much Torah we will learn. Lachen anu mevarchim aleha. That's why we say v'chaye olam nata'a betochenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in us everlasting life. Why do we have to use the poetic word nata, he planted? Yachalagit v'chaye olam natan lanu. That's all. He gave us everlasting life with the Torah. What's this chaye olam nata? He planted. Ke'inyan hanetia, shenetiata kedela'asot pri leharbot tova. Why does a person plant a tree? For the tree? Why does a person plant roots of, let's say, I'm looking at nana here, yeah? Why would a person plant nana, for example, mint? Is it for that one little twig or one root that he put? Because he wants it to multiply and to increase and to bring fruits. A person plants a fruit tree because he wants to have fruits and fruits for generations. Can, that's the same thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, יפה מאוד, יחזקאל, יפה מאוד, לחיים טובים ושלום. So the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he planted the Torah in us. Why does it say he planted? He gave it to us so that we, with our learning, will produce perot upere perot, will produce life in the world. כן, אם אנחנו מחזיקים בתורה הקדושה בכל כוחנו כראוי, אנו מנחילים חיי עד. We give everlasting life to the world and to ourselves and to our families when we learn. וממשיכים משורשם הנעלם למעלה מכל העולמות, תוספת קדושה וברכה ואור גדול בכל העולמות. רבותיי, there's no bigger and more efficient way of bringing down blessings to the world more than studying Torah בלב הנפש. זהו שכתוב במשלי רבתא, מכל משמר נצור ליבך, שלא תברח מדברי תורה. מכל משמר נצור ליבך, don't run away from the Torah. למה? כי ממנו תוצאות חיים. ללמדך שמדברי תורה יוצאים חיים לעולם. כי ממנו תוצאות חיים. Life comes out from the Torah. וגם לבנות הנהרסות בתיקונים גדולים. And to build that which was destroyed. And to be metaken even in the upper worlds. לקשר ולייחד ולהשלים מהעליונים ומהתחתונים. And to bring about the yichudim that we need to in order to make sure that Shefa Bracha comes down to the world, to make sure that all the sfirot are attached one to another, all the olamot are attached one to another, all the way solidly to the Oraganuz, to the Oragadol. That's only from the Torah, Rabotai. V'chol ha'almin shekilin v'nehirin kechada, to make all the worlds as one. Kema'amaram beperek chelek, as the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tet says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, כל העוסק בתורה לשמע, כאילו עושה שלום בפמליה של מעלה ובפמליה של מטה. You hear that? When a person learns Torah לשמע, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it for him that he brought peace in the families up above and in the families down below. שנאמר, או יחזק במעוזי יעשה שלום לי. רב אמר, כאילו בנה פלטרין של מעלה ופלטרין של מטה. You want to build the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? עוסק בתורה לשמה. שנאמר, ועשים דבריי בפיך. I put my word, the word is the word of Torah, I put my word, beficha, in your mouth, to study, lintoa shamayim velisod aretz, so that you plant the heaven. We create the heaven, Rabotai. It's Zohar Meforash. By learning Torah, we create shamayim, we create aretz. Ubechazita, in the Midrash Chazita, that's the Midrash on Mishle, it says, shokav amud eshesh. In Shir HaShirim, Shokav Amud Eshesh, okay? Its thighs are compared to pillars of marble, strong foundation. אלו תלמידי חכמים, למען ימשלו לעמודים שהם עמודי עולם. Because those who study Torah are the pillars, they are the ones who uphold the world. שנאמר אם לא בריתי יומם ולילה, as you know that פסוק. ובמשלי רבתה חוכמות בנתה בתה, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אם זכה אדם ולמד תורה וחוכמה, חשוב לפניי כמו שברא שמיים. הנה ממש מפורש, like I just told you before. הקדוש ברוך הוא says, if a person has the זכות, like all of us, ברוך השם, we have the זכות to learn Torah and חוכמה, הקדוש ברוך הוא considers it like we created שמיים. הוא כאילו העמיד כל העולם כולו, like he upheld the whole world. ושם בפרק אשת חיל אמרו, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, בניי, היו מתעסקים בתורה ביום ובלילה. הקדוש ברוך הוא pleads with us. Please, my children, learn Torah in the day. Learn Torah at night. ומעלה אני עליכם כאילו אתם מעמידים את כל העולם. And I will give you all the credit of upholding the entire universe. And then he goes on, רבותיי, bear with me, I just want to finish the פרק. So we're going to read through the next two paragraphs. ובזוהר בראשית, כל מן דשתדל באורייתא בכל יומה, יזכה למהווה לחולקה בעלמא דעתיד. זוהר הקדוש עם פרשת בראשית says, anyone who is עוסק בתורה בכל יום, every day, he will merit to have a share in the world to come. ויתחשיב לכאילו בני עלמין. And it is considered for him as if he created all the worlds. תהבה אורייתא את בני עלמין וישתכלל. Because it is with the Torah that all the worlds are created and maintained. הדאו דכתיב השם בחוכמה יסד ארץ. And as it says, ויהיה אצלו אמון וכל די שתדל בה. שכלל עלמין וקיים לעין, one who studies Torah is the one who fashions the world. בתח הזה, ברוכה עביד קודשה בריחו עלמה, וברוכה מתקיימה. You hear what the Zohar just said? The Zohar says, הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world with רוחה, עם רוח. מה זה רוח? רוח פה. השם spoke. How is this world created? ויומר אלוקים. השם created the world with speaking. So, וברוכה מתקיימה. How does the world continue to exist? With speaking. As a speaking, speaking of Torah. Darucha deinun de la'an beoraita. That's the ruach. Those are the words of those who are mitiageah, those who work in study of Torah. ושם בפרשת וישב אחר שהעריך תחילה במעלתו הנוראה של האדם העוסק בתורה בעולם הזה ובעולם הבא, ועונשו הגדול בשני העולמים כשמתרפא ממנה חס ושלום, סיים ואמר, בגין כך כל הקיימה על קיומה דאורייתא, ועלמא לה התקיים בקיומי אלא ואורייתא, דאי הוא קיומה דאלמין אלא ותתא. Again, the נפש החיים with his master, מה אני אגיד לך, mastery of his memory of all this. כל הזוהר הקדוש היה פתוח בפניו כמו על קומפיוטר. The נפש החיים, I mean, he didn't have, you know, this, anybody could do this today. You just, you know, press a button, wear all the מאמרים of זוהר and Torah, and then you look good, you know, you write down all the, you know, he didn't have that. He had this. He remembered all these מאמרים, all these places in the זוהר הקדוש that tells us that when we learn the Torah, we uphold the world. And then he quotes the Zohar in Parashat Truma, אחר שהעריך בעניין לבאר, איך שבהתורה נבראו כל העולמות, אמר אחר זה, כיוון להתברא אלמה, כל מילה ומילה לאהבה מתקיים, עד דסליק בראותה למברא אדם, דייבא משתדל לאורייתא. When Hashem created the world, nothing stayed קיים until he created Adam, who was going to learn Torah. ובגיני התקיים אלמה, because of whom the world will exist. השתה כל מן דהסתכל בה באורייתא וישתדל בה, till today, anyone who learns Torah, כביכול הוא מקיים כל אלמה. קודשא בריך הוא הסתכל באורייתא באלמה, ברנש הסתכל בה באורייתא. You hear the Zohar HaKadosh? You know, it's funny. Everybody knows the statement, קודשא בריך הוא הסתכל באורייתא וברא אלמה. הקדוש ברוך הוא looked into the Torah and he created the world. You know something? Nobody continues the next statement. Nobody knows what the next statement says. You know what it says? It says, and a Jew looks into the Torah and he creates the world. How do you like that? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and he created the world, the Jew looks into the Torah, meaning he's learning, and he creates the world. Begin kach, zaka'ai ubanash dishtadel b'uraita. Ez ez zechut, how fortunate, ashra v'ashrei chelko, someone who's able to learn, someone who's able to put aside some time to study Torah, how fortunate he is, deha'i u'mikayem alma, he's maintaining the world. ובפרשת ויקרא, בגין דאלמה להתברא, בגין דאורייתא, וכל זמנה דישראל מתעסקה באורייתא, עלמה מתקיימה, וכל זמנה דישראל מתבטלה באורייתא, מה כתיב אם לא בריתי יום. לכן אמרו בפרק מעלות התורה, שכל העוסק בתורה לשמה נקרא ראה. That's why it says we're going to learn in Pirkei Avot next week that what? When a person learns Torah, he's called a friend. Like we said before, Ra'ayati. We are the true friend of Hashem. We are partners with Him. Because by learning what we're doing right now, we're learning Torah. We're learning Ma'amare Zohar, Ma'amare Chazal in the Midrashim. This is Mikayem et Ha'olam, that we're Hashem's best friends. Ubilti Zei Chozrim Kulam Letohu. Hashem wouldn't have a business if it wasn't for us. We uphold the business. וכמו שכתוב במדרש הנ"ל, דימיתי רעייתי, he again repeats, רעייתי עולמי שקיבלו תורתי. נו, so הקדוש ברוך הוא should give us the זכות, we should appreciate, and we should be happy, and like we learned before in Tana Deviliyahu, סיסו ושמחו בניי בדברי תורתי, that we should always rejoice in the words of the Torah. We are lucky, we are fortunate, we are lucky to have each other, we're lucky to learn with each other, יהי רצון, הרבה שנים, עד 120, בשמחה, בטוב ובנעימים, אריכות ימים ושנים רבותיי, שיהיה good news, this week should be a week of ברכה, a week of הצלחה, a week of שמחה וששון, ויקר. אמן ואמן.